Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
How many guys would you not trade away?
That's a good question.
That's a good one.
That's a good question, man. You have to give me a few minutes.
For several.
So yeah, there's several guys there that we like.
Yeah, so it's a nice group at a variety of positions. We still got more work to do in terms of identifying that select group as you outlined, but this is a nice class.
Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin giving a reporter flowers for asking a great question. How many players would you not trade back? Nah, I screwed it up. All right, I quit.
That's it.
I'm done. You ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Start a sentence, don't really know how to end it?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Fan Morning Show, where we are just a well-oiled machine. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I'll just get right to it. Here's a question we've asked on the Twitter.com. If all these guys are there when the Steelers pick at 21, who would you take? Not who will they take, who would you take? Shedeur Sanders, Amarian Hampton, Derek Harmon, Emeka Ibuka, 412-928-9370. I'll tell you this, if Dart and Sanders aren't there, and those three are there, and like Kenneth Grant is there, another defensive lineman, I am trying to trade back because I'd be comfortable with any of those guys, and I want to get back into the second round. But that's not really the spirit of the question. I think our answer with those four is Shedeur, correct?
Yes.
412-928-9370. 48% of our listening audience who has voted on the Twitter poll, Dorn, says Derek Harmon. They would take 21st overall. If Shedeur were not available, that's who I would take.
That's who I would take too.
Yeah. I think the value at running back is such that while I love Amarian Hampton and Travion Henderson and Genty obviously won't be there, I would take one in the third round, 83rd overall. I'd take one maybe in the fourth round. And I feel like you're not getting the same quality of player, but you're going to get a player who could probably be your starting running back from day one.
Uh-huh.
And so because of that, I can't pass up on a massive need on my defensive front for a running back that I feel like I could get a reasonable facsimile of that guy's production later on in the draft.
Yeah.
I have to go with the defensive lineman.
Now, what they might do, I think they may take a running back if Amarian Hampton is there.
I think Harmon and Kenneth Grant would have to be gone for them to take a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a possibility.
Right.
There's a million different possibilities. This is, to me, man, as unpredictable a first round as we've had in a good long while.
Right.
Because there's not that, there's a couple of can't miss guys, and that's it. I think it was the Bills general manager, Bean, yesterday, who was asked, how many players do you have a first round grade on? And he said, we're pick 30th. I'll tell you, we don't have 30 first round grades. Depending on who you go to, I mean, Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah, that list goes on. There might be 15 guys, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
With clear first-round grades, which means you just don't know beauty would be in the eye of the beholder. It's what we kind of talked about in the first hour. Like, scheme fit is going to matter a ton. When you can throw a blanket over prospects, I don't know, 20 through 60, a lot of it's going to come down to personality traits. Yes. A lot of it's going to come down to scheme fits. And so you're going to be guessing an awful lot on where this goes. So if Derek Harmon is not there, I guess I wouldn't be surprised by that. If Kenneth Grant's not there or Emeka Buka goes, like, none of these guys would surprise me. If the Browns came up or the Giants came up and took Shedeur Sanders before you pick, that wouldn't surprise me at all either. That's why you have pro personnel departments to try to get their finger on that.
I mean, with that being said, if it was universal that there's not many first round grades, I mean, I could see a lot of teams in the back half of the draft trading out of the first round.
Absolutely.
A lot. I mean, I know there hasn't been many trades yet or anything.
None.
But none is like the first time since like 1960 or something, something weird. But I could see tomorrow a lot of teams trading out of their first round pick if it's a consensus that there's minimal first round grades.
The Steelers will trade out of the 21st pick if these things happen. IMO. That means, in my opinion, that's what the kids say. If Shedeur and Dart are gone, and you see a run on tackles and edge rushers, I think you'll see the Steelers trade back. Because everything they'll want, they'll have a player or two at every position of need. And if you could make your way back to 25th, 26th, 28th, whatever it is, and get a day two pick in return, I think you do that a million times out of a million.
No doubt.
Now, if Shedeur or Dart are there, they're not moving out of that pick. But that's what Mike Tomlin was asked. Like, how many guys do you love, basically? Do you think that you would not move back if you had a chance to take these guys? How many would there be? But if there's five or six of those guys, that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you love four players, you're not moving back eight spots and crossing your, you know, grabbing your rosary beads.
Hoping
and,
that none of, like, one of them or two of them, you know, aren't
right
loved by the other teams.
Right. If there are eight players there that you love, and that's probably a big number, let's say there's six players there that you love, well, don't trade back more than six spots because then you get screwed. All right, let's say Shedeur Sanders isn't there. Who do you want the Steelers to draft? 412-928-9370. And even if he is there, do you want him? 412-928-9370. Travis and Carnegie first up on this. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good. So if it's my if I'm doing it, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to go defensive line in the first round. I don't want to reach on a quarterback right away. We've done that before, and running back is a 4-year rental. I think their running back class is pretty deep this year, so we could probably find something nice later on.
With
but
you on
I'm
that.
Probably going to build the trenches and find something that's going to be in there for 10 plus years.
Thank you, Travis. I think that's what they'll do if Shedeur Sanders isn't there. And that's what I want them to do. I'm pretty much at this point, Doran, Sanders or defensive line.
Yeah.
You can make an argument for wide receiver because you don't know what's going to happen to Pickens. You can make an argument for running back, though I never loved that in round one, even though the league is changing now, back to that being acceptable and okay. You can make an argument because you don't have a starter, probably. I mean, Jaylen Warren might be able to shoulder that load. You just don't know. He also fumbles a lot, so that scares Mike Tomlin.
Right.
So you can make an argument for wide receiver. You can make an argument for running back. But to me, their two biggest needs are defensive line, where you probably need two of those guys. And then if your biggest need is quarterback, then that has to trump everything else.
Yes.
And their biggest need is quarterback. 412-928-9370. What he said there that I disagree with is reaching for a quarterback at 21st overall. Like, I don't think it's a reach to take Shedeur Sanders 21st overall.
No, he'd fall.
He would have fallen.
You could make the argument with Jackson Dart, as we've been making the argument for about a month now. But now, I don't even know if that's a reach.
I saw Pony put this out here, and I'll reference it because I think this is good. Daniel Jeremiah, who everyone loves, he does these conference calls. You could jump on, ask him questions about any prospect. He'll do it for like 4 hours. Back in my old job, I would have to cut all that up over the course of like 8 hours it would take me. And it was such a pain in the ass. And it was useless and no one ever used the clips. I'm not bitter. Daniel Jeremiah has Shedeur Sanders as the 20th best prospect in the draft.
Uh-huh.
Steelers pick at 21. That ain't no reach.
Uh-uh. Best prospect too. Like all overall.
Overall. Clearly. Overall, the 20th best prospect in the draft.
Where does he have Dart Well, you probably don't have it there.
I'll pull it up.
Okay, we'll do it in the break.
We'll pull it up. But Harmon, so the three defensive linemen, Harmon is his 24th best prospect. Nolan is his 28th from Ole Miss. And Grant from Michigan is his 31st ranked prospect. So in terms of at least one draft Knicks evaluation, Shedeur Sanders is a better prospect than those three.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're taking best available player at a position of need, we talk about it all the time. Best available player, best available player. No, it's always best available player at a position of need. Those are their two biggest needs. And at least according to Daniel Jeremiah, he's got Shedeur Sanders as a better prospect than Harmon, Nolan, or Grant. So to me, it's not a reach. If you trade up for him, okay, that to me is a reach.
Right.
But if you take him at 21, that's not a reach. And we do this thing too. Well, if you draft Shedeur Sanders, he's going to be a total bust. All right, are you confident? Texters, callers, people with the opposing opinion. You are confident that Derek Harmon's going to be a sure thing?
Right.
That Nolan's going to be a sure thing? That Kenneth Grant's going to be a sure thing? No way. Again, this is not a draft with a ton of high-end talent. These guys are prospects ranked between 24th and 31st, according to one of the best in the business. So there's no high-end prospects. Those are guys probably without first-round grades. And in other years, and I like those three guys, I like Harmon the best. But in other drafts, are they going to be these highly sought-after defensive line prospects?
No, they're second-round picks.
Probably.
Mm. Yeah.
So, oh, the Steelers are reaching on Sanders if they take him. They might be reaching on those guys too. And based on how a lot of these players are evaluated, depending on how you want to look at it, all these guys are reaches then. Because compared to other drafts, they're not blue chip, can't miss prospects.
There's only three of those, I think, in this draft. No, four.
Ward, Carter, Hunter.
Not even Ward. Carter, Hunter.
Tyler Warren.
Warren.
Genty, maybe.
Genty.
Yeah, so four.
That's my list of can't miss.
Yeah. I saw one of those aggregator sites put out there that Genty's ceiling is Earl Campbell and his floor is LaDainian Tomlinson.
That ain't bad.
There's no, you can't, that ain't fair. No. You can't tell me a dude's floor is one of the best running backs that we've seen of this generation.
Yep.
That's his floor. LaDainian Tomlinson, man, might be the best running back I've ever set two eyes on.
Oh, come on.
What, you don't like LT?
I ain't the best running back I've set two eyes on.
All right, who's the best running back you set two eyes on? Colorblind.
Maybe Barry Sanders?
Yeah, but it was like grainy video.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm older than you.
As in the 90s, yeah.
I'm older than you.
When did he retire, 99?
Something like that, maybe.
All right, Barry Sanders clears.
I mean, Barry Sanders now, come on.
Emmitt Smith, pretty good, but he had a great offensive line, and it was also a compiler. How about that, Emmitt?
Oh, my gosh.
LT3? No. You take Adrian Peterson over LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yes.
No, LT could catch the ball. Marshall Faulk, same conversation.
He could catch the ball.
Yeah, but so could LT.
Yeah, I'm taking Marshall Faulk. Yep.
Let our guy LT.
Eddie George? Taking Eddie George.
You're not taking Eddie George over LaDainian Tomlinson.
I am taking Eddie George over LT.
No freaking way, man.
Oh. I am.
No freaking way.
All day.
Texter, all day Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
People called him AP, then they call him AD, and it would confuse me. Texter, I was married by Daniel Jeremiah's dad, David Jeremiah, when I lived in San Diego. He's the pastor at Shadow Mountain Community Church. That's Joe in Reserve Township. Thank you for sharing that story, Joe. You could have had us marry.
Nice.
You. Instead of Daniel Jeremiah's dad. All right. Who do you want the Steelers to draft 21st overall if these are the four people who are on the board? Shedeur Sanders, Marion Hampton, Derek Harmon, or Emeka Abuka? 412-928-9370. The phone lines are exploding. We'll talk to Ian's coming up next. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN just put out a new piece moments ago where the quarterbacks could fall in the upcoming NFL draft. He writes, "Finding a clear-cut home for Colorado's Shedeur Sanders is not easy. Many teams I've spoken to now expect Sanders to fall out of the top 10, though they also point to an outside chance the Giants take him at number 3, Doran Dickerson." But I thought he sucked.
Right.
"There isn't much momentum that the Saints will take him at number 9.
They're in love with Dart.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Here's one more from Fowler. "The Steelers' quarterback plans are also complicated by a few factors, even beyond the Aaron Rodgers uncertainty." We've been saying this for a while, that that has nothing to do with the draft.
Zero.
And Tomlin reiterated that yesterday. He continued, quote, "I continue to hear Pittsburgh wants to take a swing on a quarterback in one of the next two drafts, and next year's class is considered stronger. I'm just not sure taking one in the first round in 2025 makes the most sense for them. Consider this. I asked an NFL offensive coordinator where Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph would rank in this draft class had he been coming out with the rest of the group, and the coordinator placed him 3rd. I love Fowler. I think he's really good at his job. I have no idea why the hell that's relevant or matters at all. I mean, it would matter if he was placed ahead of Shedeur Sanders. It would matter if he placed ahead of Cam Ward. Wow, Rudolph would have been the number one quarterback in this draft. Yes, that would scare me.
That'd be different.
But since he's behind Shedeur and ahead of Dart, all that makes me feel is I don't want to draft Dart. It doesn't say anything to me about Shedeur Sanders.
Who went in Rudolph's draft?
Well, Lamar Jackson did.
Okay. I don't want to put you on a spot right now, but...
You can't. Baker Mayfield went 1st overall. Sam Darnold 3rd. Josh Allen 7th. Josh Rosen 10th. And yes, Lamar Jackson 32nd.
Okay.
412-928-9370. If all these guys are there when the Steelers pick at 21, who would you take? Shedeur Sanders, Amarian Hampton, Derek Harmon, or Emeka Ibuka? That's a Twitter poll. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Overwhelmingly, Steelers fans have voted for Derek Harmon. He's garnering 49% of the vote. Now we talk to Angela in Beachview, the queen of fan morning show callers. I'm just going to make a prediction right now. She wants a big hog.
Yes.
She wants the big fat fatty. What up, Angela?
Well, I got my wings ordered. I'm picking up my beer tonight, and I'm going to throw them all out the window if we draft Shedeur Sanders.
All right, hold up. We'll get your why on this in a second, Angela. But what is market price for wings right now? Or did you order from a store and you're just getting the pickup?
A lot of those little places don't have the big platters anymore because of the cost. So I ordered them from Coons.
Okay, very good. Nice. So why would you throw him out the window if they drafted Shedeur Sanders?
Well, he's had one coach his whole life, and we know who that is. We don't need that drama, and I wouldn't draft him into my peewee league. We don't need that right now. Now, if we had a second-round pick, maybe a quarterback in the first round. But I've been screaming for a D lineman for 4 years now, and so has Jerry Dulac. And if don't draft a D lineman, and they continue that ridiculous philosophy of keeping inside linebackers in coverage, we're going to get crushed by the run. So Harmon is my pick. I don't want Nolan. Too many off-field issues. Collins, Stewart. We got to get. It begins in the trenches.
Thank you, Angela. We love you. Enjoy your chicken wings.
Thank you.
She's one of one.
She is. I mean,
she mentions the Nolan off the field issues, and I hate getting into stuff like that. I really do, because you know, I don't know. Like George Pickens, we all threw him under the bus, and I guess, you know, that has come to fruition a little bit. But there are guys who have red flags that never materialize in the NFL, and there are guys who don't have any red flags who wind up doing stuff that gets them suspended.
Listen, if it's consistent, if there's multiple, then it should be a big time red flag. Like, I would not draft a guy if they had consistent issues off the field. If there's one, two times, and they were different, and it wasn't as, you know, very egregious, sure. Okay. Like, I could look past that, but if it's consistent, it's going to happen again.
Remember when Baker Mayfield got tackled by the cop and hit his head off the retaining wall?
That was Stetson Bennett, I thought. Or was it Baker?
Oh, it was both.
Was it both?
Those SEC quarterbacks, man. And I consider Baker SEC because, hey, Boomer Sooner, now in the SEC. Look, if they can, they have 11 picks next year's draft. And they're not going to be able to trade, obviously, the comp picks now. But you know you're going to have 11 picks in next year's draft. I would use one to get into the second round, hopefully early into the second round. And you could get, I think, one of these falling defensive linemen.
Yes.
I think you could get Shador at 21 and get back into round two and take a D lineman. And then you've got 10 picks you're working with in next year's draft.
But if Shador's there at 21, wouldn't you think that he'd fall out of the first round?
I can't take that risk. If he's there at 21, I'm taking him.
But who's behind you? I don't think anybody behind you really needs quarterbacks.
That's where the Browns or Giants could
slip
back in.
That's where they slip back in, yeah. Yep, gotcha.
They scare me. They scare me.
But wouldn't they think the same thing?
I think it's easy for them. With the Browns, I got 10 picks. I just took a blue chip prospect.
That's 100%. I mean, not 100%, but that's in the 90 percentile what they're going to do. Like, I think they're definitely eyeing that to pair Hunter and him together in the NFL.
I agree, and it's why we're going to talk about, and we have talked about a little bit more in this hour, what you do if Shador Sanders isn't there. Because I think there's a good chance the Browns or Giants try to get ahead of the Steelers at 21 and take Shador. Especially if Dart goes ninth overall to the Saints. I want to get back into round two. You can't leave this draft, man, without getting a defensive tackle starter. And believe me, I get that. I ain't prioritizing it over quarterback because both are needs, and quarterback is going to supersede any other need.
You can get that in the third round, but
I think you get more of a guy who's going to play 30% of the snaps in the third round, like a true modern-day nose tackle. Look at me. Look at me doing draft research, Doran.
Nose tackle. Did you see that quote? It's a dying breed.
Dying breed.
Like the fullback.
Which I don't think people in Pittsburgh like to hear.
No. Poor fullbacks.
I think the nose is a disappearing animal the way that the fullback is a disappearing animal in our game.
All right, then why is Connor Hayward on the roster? Sorry I had to do it.
He's not a fullback.
What is he?
He's an H-back.
Oh, same thing. He doesn't play tight end enough.
It's not a fullback. You know, the fullback. Fullbacks look like fullbacks.
Yeah, like Dan Kreider.
Yeah, look like a fullback.
Lorenzo Neal.
Yes.
Guys like that. Yeah, yes. I know. That guy, that is a dying breed. Even Juszczyk, who came in for a...
He's not a fullback.
I know, but what are we doing, Tomlin? What are we doing? Fullback's a dying breed. Let's bring one in for a visit who can see the rats sniffing around the UPMC Rudy Sports Complex. We got $8 million to spend, and we're going to spend it on a dying animal?
Right.
What are we doing? Yeah. I mean, that's what a modern-day fullback is. Like, they move him.
Yeah.
Like, they'll move him across formation. He'll line up in the backfield. They'll throw him the football.
Go lead block three times a game.
They got Derek Watt, for God's sakes. It's a dying breed. Let's keep bringing them in. All right, Mike.
Yeah, they brought in the guy, kid from Iowa last year, right? Rookie.
Oh, man,
I
yes.
I think it was Iowa.
His name now escapes
me.
Yeah,
it's like a weird name, right?
Yes.
Okay. You forget. You have no clue. You have no clue what I'm talking about.
No, I'm just trying to play along.
I know.
I'm just trying to play along. 412-928-9370. What a waste Derek Watt was. He's barely even in those Subway commercials. They got JJ, they got TJ, and then it's like this other random normal size looking guy. Like, oh, I'll take the teriyaki with cheese.
What a great deal.
Who the hell's this guy? Oh, man.
Great deal. That's what I feel like I was born to do. Like, have two older brothers that were great and me just kind of just hang along.
You know what? Here's a bonus Twitter poll for today. Would you rather be Derek Watt, TJ Watt, or JJ Watt? I think I'd rather be Derek.
Yeah.
It's the forgotten Watt. But I still played in the league, right. made some money. I ain't ever going to be broke. Well, that's pretty good life. No pressure.
Got to play with my brother.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Great life.
I don't think I'd mind being Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
I'm rich, and I'm not. I don't
is Cooper Manning
by,
rich?
Oh, yeah. I think he's a business tycoon.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where he got the investment money to be rich.
That's why it's great living his life. It's great living his life. And he got banged up early in his life, like, or else he would have been a great football player, they say, right?
I'm receiver.
Sure, I'm sure he would have. Yeah, he'd been a receiver. He's the athlete.
And look at his son.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
And I don't have to have, you know, Derek Harmon's falling on me.
Right. That's not bad, actually.
Tis not. 412-928-9370. What should the Steelers do with the 21st pick if Shador Sanders isn't available? 412-928-9370. I said earlier in the show that it could be a smokescreen, what the Steelers are doing. Loving on Shador, making it public knowledge. We love this guy. Something happened yesterday that makes me think maybe it ain't. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. Max Crosby has a podcast, Doran. Everyone's got one. Max Crosby made a mega deal this year with the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, guess who Max Crosby talked to on that podcast yesterday?
Shador.
That's right. How are Pittsburghers going to say Shador?
Shador.
You think they're going to say it right?
Shador.
You can see the Steelers drafted Shador.
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 So Shador. Shador? Shador. Mr. Sanders was asked who is on the Mount Rushmore of NFL duos. And he said, well, Brady and Gronk and Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And then he went on.
You got one more.
Whoever going to be the quarterback for DK Metcalf and George Pickens? Whoever that is.
Mm. I love that.
So, Doran, if the Steelers are smokescreening the league with their effervescent love for the prospect Shador Sanders, they have also convinced Shador, it sounds like, that this is a pretty good landing spot for him.
Well, he thinks it's a good landing spot, too, and maybe his dad convinced him that that is the perfect place for him to drop to. Listen, a lot of cases, whenever you are regarded a first-round pick, you want to go as high as possible because of the money. Money is life-changing, it's family-changing, it's generational changing for your family. With Shador, it's not about money. Like, he has money. He has his own money, and he has family money, too. So it's not like oh, man, if I fell in the draft, like, I'm going to miss out on millions of dollars. Like, he is not worried about that at all. He wants to go to the best spot. He thinks he can see himself be a great player. And it is obvious that that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's obvious in his probably household that that's the Pittsburgh Steelers, where everybody in his family wants him to go.
Yeah, and Tomlin brought up his relationship with Deion Sanders yesterday in that press conference. I mean, they've had a relationship. Mike Tomlin said he's known Deion for a long time. It's something that you've talked about a bunch on the show. I would want to come to Pittsburgh before the Giants, before the Jets, before the Browns. The only thing that would change my mind would be if the Browns select Abdul Carter and the Giants take Travis Hunter. I wouldn't mind going to New York with an offensive coach, at least for now, and Brian Daboll, throwing it to neighbors and throwing it to Travis Hunter, my college teammate. And the same would even be true probably for Cleveland. You know, Cleveland would scare me because it's Cleveland and they ain't won jack now.
But you're with
25
if you're with
years.
Your boy.
Right.
You're with your boy. Hey, you think you could move mountains. You think you could conquer the world.
Right.
Doesn't matter where you put us. Like, I want to be with my guy.
Right.
For sure. I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with going to Cleveland if I were him. If they wrapped around and got me later in the first round and Travis is there, for sure. Go anywhere. Yeah. But other than that,
that's such a dude thing, man, isn't it? Like, just boiling it down to just natural feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my guy's there? I'm going to go with my guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is totally off topic. Travis Hunter to the Browns is a nightmare for me for two reasons. I don't want the Browns to get a good player, but I also feel like they'd screw him up. Like, I don't feel like they'll use him the right way. I think you got to give him a shot to play both ways, and I have no faith in them developing anybody or getting anything right. None.
I think you're right. I think you have to give him a shot. I don't think it's going to work. I think it'll iron itself out where he's going to have to pick a position, but you have to give him a shot at both ways in OTAs.
Absolutely.
In OTAs, will probably look good, but even in training camp preseason, like, see how it looks. You got to give him a shot.
He's a great wide receiver, and he projects to be a great one in the NFL. But if he were only a wide receiver, is he the second pick in the draft? I think I'd probably take Carter ahead of him. He might project to be a great corner. And even if he doesn't play wide receiver, he could probably have a long all-pro career as a corner. Is he the second pick in the draft? I don't know. I think I'd probably take Abdul.
Yeah.
Now, in this draft, we've already talked about there's only four or five blue-chip prospects, so maybe he would because of the draft that he's in. But in a regular year where there's 20, 25 first-round graded guys, I don't know that he goes second overall.
Yeah, but not many teams are going to pick a corner or receiver in the top 10. Like, is there going to be a corner that gets picked? I don't know. I got to do my research even more tonight.
I think it depends on where the tackles go and right. Some of these edge rushers.
Like, not many corners are projected to go in the first round, if I believe. Not many receivers are projected to go in the first round, I believe. So I don't know. I don't know if he picked a position, how high he would end up going.
Yeah.
But you're getting the athlete.
You have to give him a shot.
Yeah.
You have to give him a shot.
Yep.
And just see if he can handle it. I mean,
you think the Steelers could handle that? So say the Steelers had an opportunity to get Travis Hunter. Do you think that they could handle that? Because we talk about them not being able to develop quarterbacks. Do you think that they would handle that situation right?
They'd make him a corner.
You think?
Yeah. I think they make
Tomlin,
him a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me get my hands on him. Teach him the fundamentals of cover two.
Yep.
Teach him some bump and run. Texter, Shador sounds like he's got a mouthful of hash cookies. Man, who gives a rat's ass? Have you heard Patrick Mahomes talk? He sounds like Kermit the Frog. I don't care what a guy sounds
that
like.
That is.
He has, for all the negative that might be out there on Shador Sanders, he has a high football IQ. He throws guys open. And he's accurate. Those are all things that scream intelligence. I don't care what a guy sounds like. I think it's absurd that anybody would. It's ridiculous to me.
I mean, I care a little bit. I want to be able to hear the play.
I mean,
if there's not signals.
I mean, Lamar's a little bit of a mumbler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there have been some eloquent quarterbacks like Duck Hodges. Everybody loved Duck. Duck was a character. My guy never should have played a snap in the NFL, no offense. God bless. I don't care. I don't care what you sound like. Do your guys respect you? And by all accounts, they do. And he threw some dudes under the bus at Colorado, too, particularly that offensive line, and his teammates still loved him. So what do I care if he sounds like he's eating cookies while he talks? Maybe he was. After Easter? Maybe it was a Cadbury egg. Who cares? Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've got Ray Fittipaldo joining us from the Post-Gazette on that hotline coming up at 8 o'clock. Jerry Jones is talking out of his ass again. Or is he? And what might it have to do with the Steelers? We'll get to that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Had a texter or two say that Shador Sanders sounds like an idiot. Sounds like he's eating cookies when he talks. Well, Gronk sounds like he's auditioning to be the next Billy Madison. And he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, what are we doing here? Shador Sanders has a high football IQ, throws guys open. He's accurate. He's lived in the spotlight his entire life. Like, people make it out to be, the only reason why Shador's even considered in the first round is because of his dad. Do you have any idea how hard it's got to be? Seriously, I can already tell, are going to crush me for this. How hard it is when your dad's Deion damn Sanders?
Yeah.
To live up to it?
Yeah.
Now you get a lot of help. Like your sons, they're all going to have good opportunity because you know what it takes to get to that next level. What to put in your body, how to work out, the focus, all that stuff. You had him running hills the other day. Like all that stuff helps. But like Deion?
Yeah, it's tough.
That's got to be tough.
Tough.
And for him to perform at two different institutions and win at two different institutions when no one was watching Colorado football, no one gave a rat's ass about Colorado football, They were a player or two away from going to the Big 12 championship game last year, and it was all on him, and it was all on Travis Hunter.
And Angela from Beachview, when she called in earlier, she had a great point. And it's kind of a part of my philosophy as a dad, as a sports dad. Shador has only heard one voice his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do take that. I do that. There is a pause there for me. Like, you've only heard your dad be your coach, really. How are you going to handle situations whenever it's not your dad coaching you?
I am in full spin mode on the Shador Sanders Express, and I think that might be a good thing. Get new coaches in his ear, different coaches in his ears. Maybe there's more room for growth there. Maybe he's only seeing it through his dad's lens.
And like I said, I adopt that philosophy, but the opposite. I don't want my kids to just hear my voice. I want them to figure it out themselves with other people, because that's how it's going to be whenever they do get to a point where they could probably compete, or hopefully compete to, you know, make it to a certain level.
Sure.
Like, I do worry about
that. Let the coaches coach.
Yes.
You've talked about that a bunch. I think you're good at that, which has to be hard.
It's definitely hard, but I do worry a little bit that how Shador's going to react that first time around whenever it's not Dion, it's not Dad, and it's Tomlin, it's Dable, it's,
Kevin Stefanski.
Like, how is he going to react? I do have some pause there.
I don't trust Kevin Stefanski. He's got the Just for Men all up in that beard, touch of gray.
Why don't you trust him?
I just think, let that thing age out, man. I know that brown you're combing in there, buddy. I ain't fooling anybody.
That's not fake.
You know who had the fakest hair of all time? Recently, was I guess promoted? Clint Hurdle. Clint Hurdle, now the hitting coach of the Colorado Rockies.
Is he?
You missed this. Oh yeah.
What?
Yes. When? He was an executive or some sort of advisor, and end of last week, now the hitting coach for the old Rockies, Doran.
Wow.
Yeah, but he had silver hair, which I don't think is naturally occurring.
Silver fox.
Yeah. His glistened in a way that is not natural.